Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Hello everyone, a very good afternoon to you. Today we want to talk about finding our center, finding our center point, and holding ourselves in our center. You know, in life, when you're going to measure something, you want 6 ounces of something or 1 pound of something. You put whatever the object is on one side of the scale, and then you put the weight on the other side of the scale. And then the needle in the middle is going to tell us where the balance is, right? Which side of the scale is higher or lower, heavier or lighter. And accordingly, you will add so that the scale becomes balanced and you get your 1 pound or whatever it is that you're measuring. The idea is the needle needs to be in the center. If it is a little bit on the left or a little bit on the right, it is still not accurate. Center point is what keeps everything in balance. Likewise, on the number line, 0 is our center point. Anything to the left is minus, anything to the right is plus. In life, our goal is to be in center point, to be in that zero neutral space inside ourselves. Because when something not so pleasant happens, if I'm not holding myself in my center point, I will tilt to the left. And I will get influenced. I will be impacted in a negative way. I may get upset, or I get angry, or I become maybe jealousy, or maybe there is some ego or greed, or you know, some irritation, impatience, hatred, who knows? Any one of these emotions may arise when something wonderful happens, like a graduation or birthday or anniversary or a promotion, or you earn some extra, whatever it may be, something positive, then we tend to lean on the right side. We are now joyful and we are enthusiastic and we feel on top of the world and on all these wonderful emotions. Funny thing is, nothing is wrong in being overjoyed and happy when wonderful things happen in our lives. neither is it wrong to feel hurt or sad or down. Our challenge is how quickly can we get back to center point? And how well can I hold myself there so that I am always in balance? See, when I'm in zero neutral, I'm very safe. And so on one side, when the not so pleasant is happening, our real challenge is, can I still hold myself in my center point and observe that unpleasant situation and be able to understand what is happening, accept, and then take the necessary steps that will help me to resolve that situation. Doing all of that while staying aligned with my center point. That's our challenge, really. And not to get so caught up in the uncertainty that I lose everything and now it's very difficult for me to bring myself back. So our challenge is hold ourselves there and just observe what is happening. And then taking the right steps or the steps that are necessary to bring benefit to that situation. I find even more challenging than dealing with the uncertainty or the negativity is the wonderful things that happen in our life. Why? It's because happiness, joy, enthusiasm, love, all of these things are a natural part of our makeup. It's a natural part of who we are. And so when these wonderful things are happening, how can we not be happy? It's not possible that I wouldn't be happy, and I need to be happy. But we also know life, right? One moment, all these wonderful things are happening, and the very next moment, something totally unpleasant can happen. And then we shift from being so high up to being so low down. And that can be very tiring also, very frustrating when we keep fluctuating in this way. So another challenge is, can I be happy? Can I enjoy the wonderful things that are happening around me? Can I be very grateful for everything? And yet at the same time, I hold myself true to my core, to my center point. I am in the moment and I'm enjoying everything, but I'm holding myself in my center point. So I maintain my dignity, my self-respect, and I also uphold the respect and dignity of others in the process. I want you to spend the rest of the day when you get some free moments to contemplate on this aspect a little deeper. And I hope that you agree with me that we can enjoy all the wonders and beauties that life presents us. And don't get too carried away. But I enjoy to the fullest capacity, yet at the same time, I hold myself in my center point, in that space of safety, so that I'm not caught off guard when the unpleasantries happen. Actually, to help us hold ourselves in that balance comes with practice and deep inner contemplation So we're going to spend a few minutes practicing this, going deep within, finding our center point, feeling it, and grounding ourselves there. So, let us take a deep breath in to relax ourselves. Bring both feet on the ground, keeping your hands on your lap. Let's take a deep breath in again. Release, letting the body relax. Let all tension, the muscles melt away. Take another deep breath in. And release. Keep observing your breath in and out. With each breath in, you breathe in peace and calm, love and respect. Each breath in and out, the mind becomes quieter, and I become more present in this moment. I gently turn my attention inward and concentrate on the center of my forehead, between the eyebrows, behind the eyes. And I sit on my seat of inner consciousness. Sitting on this seat, in the center of the forehead behind the eyes, is the center point in my body. It is from this position that there is total control over my mind, my emotions, and my senses. When I'm seated on this seat of inner consciousness, I am just me. Neither here nor there, I am present. I am me. I am. I can only feel I am when I'm seated on the seat of my inner consciousness behind the eyes in the center of the void. When I'm seated on this seat, and I look out through the eyes, I am the observer of my life. I'm objective. I'm neutral. I'm stable. I'm grounded. And I'm seated in the seat of my inner consciousness. I consciously use my senses without being influenced by my sense organs. I speak when necessary and what is necessary and beneficial. I see what is beneficial, and I listen with empathy. I act with compassion. My decisions are made with the awareness to uplift, to inspire. I'm in control. Not in control of anyone, but in control of my own self. And it feels so good. All I need to do is to take a deep breath in once or twice to relax the body, to calm down, and then to look inward and sit on my seat of consciousness, my center point. To be present. And then from there, lead out my life. Deep breath in. And release. Hope you enjoy that, and may you always be able to get back to your center point as quickly as possible. Have a centered day, and all the best.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.